Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
This is Patty from Soak This. Our next event is October 29th, and it's Actors from Days of Our Lives. For tickets, I want you to go to soapthis.ticketleap.com. Again, that's soapthis.ticketleap.com, October 29th. Charities are going to be the veterans. We're working with the veterans and domestic violence for the month of October. For information about the event, contact Patty at 727-210-5143. We hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkist Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkistCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico. Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, and I have an awesome deal for you. Do you want Splash Harbor water tickets or maybe a three-day cruise on Carnival or $100 cash? I have more gifts. How about a vacation stay for 3 days or a resort condominium for 7 nights? All you have to do is text me at 727-871-7788. Again, 727-871-7788. And the vacation tour is in Indian Rocks Beach, Florida. You have to be between 26 and 75 years old. Great deal.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Skirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Meese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am. Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
I'm Dawn Reese, and I hope you have a great afternoon and get down to the beach and just breathe that beach air today. It's so gorgeous outside. And Hollywood Connections is here to get you connected in show business. And we also have miracle stories. So if you have a miracle story in your life, we'd sure love to have you on the air with us and get in touch with me. You'll see this show on YouTube. Actually, it's there with many of the other great shows on Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube and archived up there. And we're so excited because I work with a lot of record labels. I work with a lot of singers. And I do have a special VIP guest on the air right now. And are you there?
Hey, Dawn, how you doing?
I am super fun and excited today to have you on the air. Tell everybody who you are.
Hey, guys. So my name is Colin Grace. I'm an R&B pop singer out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And I'm excited to be on the show with you again, Dawn. Thanks for the invite back.
Oh, no problem. I heard your new song. It's truly amazing. And I just wanted to let everyone know, what inspired you to write that song?
You know, think about it. A lot of people that I know that serve in the military are dealing with PTSD, and a lot of them are depending on us to reach out to them and just to make sure that they're okay. So I just wanted to create a song that spoke how they felt, just to bring awareness to the PTSD that veterans go through.
That's amazing. Now, how did you and Paul, let's go back, how did you two connect? He's your manager?
Yes, so Paul is my manager. It's funny, he has been my manager for the past 10 years. We met in Greensboro, North Carolina. He's an aircraft technician, so we both met building aircraft.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then how many songs do you have that you've accumulated?
So I have roughly about 30 songs right now.
Okay, and where can they find you on social media?
So all of my music is on Apple Music, Pandora, Spotify, Amazon Music under Talen. That's TalenGrates, Talen Grates.
Perfect, perfect. So let's go to that song that you wrote, and just for the military and for people that are trying to get through anything in their life right now, and it really did touch my heart. What an amazing song. Let's play that now. We'll be right back.
Feels like I'm drowning now. Feels like the waves are crashing down, and no one can even see me. I'm lost out in the crowd. Who can I go to when the memories of war is too hard? Well, who can I go to when I'm lost out in the dark? Somebody save me. Can somebody help me? Can somebody save me? Can somebody help me? Towards the hills, I know with its grace that I am healed. And even when the roads get tough, says that I got you, so don't give up. Can somebody say?
What an amazing song, so spiritual and so blessing to so many people out there. So who played the piano? Are you there? Did we lose him?
No, I'm here.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, there you are. As long as you're not on speaker, we're good. So who played the piano?
So one of my best friends, we've been in college, and I'm a pianoist, and he kind of started playing the instrumental, and I was like, hey, man, that really sounds good. Let me put something to this. I think I got a perfect song for it. And so we came up with the song.
That piano music is just phenomenal. I'll tell you, that is, I love piano music. And just to have you on the air, and what are your hobbies? What do you like to do?
So I'm raised in the Carolinas. So one of my main things besides music, it's just to be around people. I'm more of a nature guy too, like fishing and four-wheelers, dirt bikes, like anything outdoors I like to do. And I just love family and people. That's my main.
That's amazing. You know, also, what would you like to accomplish that you would like to do something coming up in the future that you haven't done yet?
One thing that I do want to accomplish is I want to, through my music, I want to bring the world more closer. That's one of my biggest accomplishments that I haven't done yet. So through songs like this right here, I want to just bring people more together. That's my only thing that I want to do, is bring everybody closer together.
You know, I'm on TikTok, and I see this guy I haven't seen for a young kid. His name is McCheese something here on TikTok. And oh my gosh, he goes, remember me? He's been traveling in the military. And so that song was for you on TikTok there. I just want to let everyone know, and for anyone that's in the military, you know, that is going through something, that's what you wrote that song for.
Exactly. That's awesome.
Wow, amazing. So I just want to thank you so much. It goes so fast on this half hour. And have you call in and just, you know, just tell us what you're doing and where they can give your social media one more time.
Yes, no, I'm definitely. My social media is Callen, that's Callen. Last name is Grace, Grates. And I want to thank you guys for listening and checking out my music.
Yes, for sure, for sure. And when Paul calls me, I'm like, yes, let's put him on like Tuesday. Let's go Tuesday. So I'm glad we got you on this week. And may you just have a very blessed week. And thank you so much for calling in and sharing your song with us.
Awesome. Thanks, Don. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And again, we play new artists and artists. I have record labels that send me their music and their artists. And so if you've got some music you want to be played, let me know. Also, here's what's coming up around the corner. We've got the Tampa Bay Film Society. They are back in business again, and they have their open month meetings. They have movie night coming up. Look them up on Facebook, Tampa Bay Film Society. And it's a great networking group with people and filmmakers and actors getting together. And you never know, you may be in their film around the corner. Also, we've got Sunscreen Film Festival this week. It's going to be super fun, exciting. I'll be on that red carpet and interviewing some of the celebrities and directors and producers and get them on the air with me as well. And I'm very blessed to let everyone know the International Christian Film Festival is in May, and I've been actually so excited about this opportunity. They chose me for Best Talk Show Host for this next year, so I'm very blessed about that as well. And so, you know, my big thing is, how do you all get motivated? That's been my topic for the month. Bobby, what motivates you?
Now Don's song here, probably.
What we're gonna play. So I was going, you know, I joined.
Work does motivate. I mean, the new challenge motivates me each day here.
Every day to get up and get going.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you get stuck. You know, I used to motivate my mother. She would motivate me. My mother's not here anymore, and I have to motivate myself. And then, you know, sometimes you just gotta give yourself a push. You know, my mother always used to tell me, put your tennis shoes on in the morning, you're gonna feel like working out. And that's definitely true. And so in the meantime, I remember working out to Richard Simmons videos back in the days, and they're all on YouTube. It's hilarious. And so I want to play something. And I don't know, we got into, because we went to the Threshers baseball a couple weeks ago. They had disco night with a really good band there. It was amazing. And let's go to this clip we're going to play. And hopefully this will motivate you every morning. And I'll tell you, you do sweat for sure. And you get your 10,000 steps, and I think 5,000 for me, just for this video. We'll be right back.
I'm gonna burn some fat off of you today.
Burn, baby, burn.
And that's a promise.
Burn, baby, burn.
Get ready to sweat.
Burn, baby, burn.
Give it all you got. Here we go. Point it out, point it out. Now higher.
Anyways, if you like disco music or sweating to the oldies, and of course Richard Simmons is back up, but he's out on Facebook. I was wondering what happened to him, you know. Did you ever hear of him, Bobby? You're younger.
Heard of. I can't say I've...
I know, I'm turning
you
right
here. This yet.
I know, but I'll tell you, it does work. You know, people are like, oh, I can't go to the gym or I don't have time. But if you put your tennis shoes on in the morning, you put some Richard Simmons on YouTube, there's always workout videos all over the place. I even have the DVDs, you know, at home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the ones that do the stepper, you know. And then here's another thing for you people out there that, you know, put your clothes on the workout material stuff that you have. Instead of doing that, put your bicycle. Like I have a treadmill bike. It's a bicycle. I put that in the living room, so if I'm binge watching movie, I'm on that bike for about an hour and a half to 2 hours instead of just sitting on the chair. And of course, I got my treadmill in the other room, and then of course, where we live, we have a great workout place. They, you know, have like the, oh my gosh, these treadmills have like you could walk in Europe and on the bicycles. So there's no excuses. Get ready for summer and have some fun. And so just a little bit around the corner of things that are happening in the area. Now, if you're driving, of course, and you say, oh my gosh, I'd love to be on your show, Dawn. I've got a small business I would like to promote, or I have a miracle story, or I have a daughter that would like to be a reporter. I have reporters all over the United States. And tomorrow night, of course, at 9 o'clock, I have two, one out in California and one in Hollywood, Florida. She's also nominated for this next Christian Film Festival as well. And they'll be on talking about their guest and who they have on the air with me right now. You know, I also just, I got a text from Alexa Model and Talent Agency. You know, anyone that needs to, sell a house and a commercial property, see you at Sunscreen, Keith. You know, anyone that needs to sell houses and for a commercial property. Oh, okay. I'm not sure. Maybe he's into real estate.
Talented realtor.
Yeah, he's a very talented realtor. Yeah, he's a top agent.
You can model the house and the realtor.
Oh, I know. Keith, you know, I'll tell you, he called me for a movie back, you know, before this COVID stuff. And it was so funny because in the middle of the night, I got this phone call. And I said to my husband, I said, I think my agent just called me. And then I realized he did call me. And I called him back at 7 in the morning when I looked at my phone. He goes, can you be on the set like now? And, you know, that's what they want to hear. If you can get there, get on the set and help them out. And the work is starting to come back, which is really great to see all the filming that's happening here in Florida. And so anyways, that's kind of the scoop so far. And I was just looking. So I just put it out there. So that was the text that just came in from him. So anyways, we have some amazing comics coming up at 2:30 called Stand Up for News. I met James. Oh, my goodness. This is before when we had Russo's Pizza. They closed down. It was a great venue for our comedy night. We're still looking for one for Thursday night. And, you know, I went to comedy school after my divorce. I went to Pauly Shore's sister at the Comedy Store. And then I went to the Improv, and I never graduated. After meeting James, he gave me the push, and he said, I'm going to put you on stage. And I'll tell you, I got on stage, and I had so much fun. The first couple times was a little nerve-wracking, but then all of a sudden, boom, bang, I hit it. And people were clapping my hands, and they were like, Dawn, did a great job. You know, and I was like... So I made y'all laugh. And I said, you know, if I wasn't going to make you guys laugh, I was going to put it on TikTok and then get like, you know, over 1,000 followers. So, and they're up next, and you never know what they're going to say. Stand Up for News is next, and we have 5 minutes left. And let me tell you some of my reporters, the stories. Like I said, I usually go in the schools, and we haven't done that for a while yet, but I find a lot of my talent that would like to be a junior reporter with me. And here's an example. They say, what is a beauty queen reporter? And Carrie's show is coming up at 3 o'clock, and she's a beauty queen reporter, and she's a health and wellness, and now she has her own show, and she's on the red carpet. And I had my Miss Jamaica one time, and I took off the sash and crown, and the mother's like, why are you doing that? I said, watch and see what happens. And all of a sudden, she was just a, you know, reporter interviewing. And then when the crowd came out, I put her sash and crown back on her, and the news media went wild, and they went up to her and they said, "What's your platform? What are you doing here? I'm a beauty queen reporter." And they said, "I've never heard of that before. I invented this a long time ago to help people get out there and their self-confidence. I've had all ages, and I'll tell you, I've watched them go on to do their own shows, movies, commercials. I've even had young reporters that are now great photographers out there in the film festival circuit and just conquering the world. So if I can bring some confidence to a young person, you know, out there that you can, oh, there's Miss Rachel Ray. I've missed her so much. She's a comedian on next for Stand Up for News. We got 2 minutes. Yeah, come on in, just say hi. She is amazing comic. Say hi to everybody on the air. We got 2 minutes. And she's going to be on Stand Up for News.
I was going to say hi.
Yes, and she is always so much fun, and she's always at the beach and enjoying. You're the person that gets out there to enjoy the fresh air.
I love it. I've actually, if you look at my skin, I'm starting to turn to a different ethnicity. I'm trying to go for grants.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. Well, it's good to see you, and I'm so glad you're here. And how do you like Stand Up for News?
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's been a great experience getting to meet other comics, getting experience on the air. And plus, I love you, Dawn. I get to see you every time I come here, and it warms my heart because we don't always get to see each
other. I know.
So and we still got to do Monday at the Lazy River.
I know. Monday, that has to be. Next week, that would be awesome. And James is here, and James's show starts in about 2 minutes. And James, tell everybody where you're performing, or where both of you are performing coming up. Anywhere. Like, where are you performing soon that we can come and watch you, or they can watch you?
Nowhere. It's a surprise when it does happen.
So we're still looking for a place.
I can't tell you.
We still need a place, right? Kind of?
There's several places that want us to come there.
Oh, really?
I kind of got to pick one.
Oh, it's
But it can't be too far. But you were saying something about Hogan's place, right?
We are trying to get his manager to, call me
Rachel
back.
Rachel said she might be interested in hosting that.
I could do it.
Ooh.
I lived down there on the beach for a while. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Hogan was my childhood hero, yeah.
Well, Ron Howard is a friend of Marco's that wrote a book that we're going to try to do a three-way. And try to say hi and, you know.
Three-way.
You know, it helps because he knows. that's his best friend, you know.
I heard nothing you said after three-way.
Three-way, freeway.
Funny,
but that would be. Wow. But he's always doing karaoke on Monday nights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see the videos because I follow Hogan. Their place is packed.
I know. So, that would be amazing.
Mic. Or even a mixed open mic would be crazy good, I think.
I know.
For the crowd-wise, for the performers, would love a big crowd.
Well, people go there to have a good time. It's just a good crowd for a good entertainment.
Exactly. Yeah. We're going to end with that Rum Punch song. There's a Rum Punch song.
Okay.
He was on Ghostbusters. And
Ray Parker.
Yeah, Ray Parker Jr. And this is a great song for opening for our comedy with all these amazing comics.
Stand Up for News.
Stand Up for News is
so
next.
Much,
we'll be right back. Listen to this fun music. And have you ever heard Rum Punch before? By Ray Parker. He's the one that wrote Ghostbusters.
Maybe I did. I don't
it's
know.
A really fun song. You're going to want to go to the islands or go to the beach and have a rum punch after you hear this. We'll be right back with Stand Up for News and Miracle Stories and more coming up next week.
I was on a beach in Negril thinking to myself, what do I do? Then the waiter handed me a rum punch and said, here, try something new.